This show is presented by ERN, your source for premier entertainment on the web and on the air.
Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we are continuing our conversation with Krista Carruthers of the Working Mother Research Institute about social media. We did a social media survey examining different attitudes and habits of working moms and dads and finding some really interesting stuff. Now, we're not going to be able to cover the whole survey on in this interview, but Krista, where can people go if they want to check this out for themselves?
We have a lot more data from this survey on workingmother.com. If you don't see it on the homepage, just hit workingmother.com/research and you'll get to our research department or click on the research tab to take you there. And that shows like really a lot of our different survey projects and research stuff that we've been working on.
Now let's talk about the fact that only about 1 of 10 moms and dads say they don't monitor their children's social media use. What do you think of that number?
That sounds about right to me, especially because the qualification to be called a mom or dad in the survey is that you have at least one child under 18 living at home. And among the parents that I know, we're all like super vigilant with our younger kids. And as they get older and they have their own devices and they have their own computers and they're online to do homework and stuff anyway. Parents, you know, you have to let go and you begin like really trusting, hopefully trusting your child. My son is 11, so we're not at that stage yet. He's still, you know, going like, hey, what's this Facebook business? And I'm like, no.
It's a big mystery and it will continue to be.
Yeah. He's joined he likes to do coding and game stuff on the computer. And so he uses this website called Scratch that was developed by MIT where kids and I guess grownups can do this coding, do animations and games and things, and then share their projects with other people who are on Scratch. And they have really good rules about, you know, only posting respectful comments to one another and giving suggestions and stuff like that. And it's such a great like easing in to social media for him because he really enjoys like showing his project to people, but they're all within this sort of specific community and they all sort of seem to follow these rules and are monitored. Mm-hmm. So that's my recommendation for kids.
Yeah. You know, because it's something that we really do need to pay attention to. And I'm glad, I was actually really happy to see only about 1 in 10 moms and dads say they don't monitor their children's social media use. Cause what I was chalking that up to it as well was that, you know, maybe that you're talking about the moms of the 17-year-olds, you know, who are like, okay, you know what, they got this, they're good. So I think that's a really encouraging number.
And then the
biggest benefits of social media in the eyes of the people we surveyed, 78% of all survey respondents cite connecting with old friends and growing their circle of connections was 63%. You know, that to me seems like the warm, fuzzy side of social media is,
completely,
you know, you do get
completely
to reconnect with people that you haven't talked to in years. And that's nice. It's a really great way to utilize social media. You know, I know that for my parents, you know, being grandparents, just being able to see pictures all the time and stay connected and that, you know, that's definitely to me the warm, fuzzy side of social media. And it's nice to see that people are.
Me too.
It's kind of a universal feeling.
I love seeing my cousins' kids, like extended family that I only get to actually see in person, you know, several years distant from one meeting to another. Just getting to see their kids and their families and you know, new babies and kids graduating from high school. It's really quite amazing because, you know, like 20 years ago, there was none of this. It wouldn't have been a possibility.
Yeah. Now let's talk about the under 40, over 40 posting differences. Because in the under 40 category, 93% of respondents use Facebook and 65% use YouTube. And in the over 40, 95% use Facebook and 59% use YouTube. Instagram is the third most popular platform at 51% with those under 40, while LinkedIn takes the third spot for those over 40. Where's Twitter in all this?
Yeah, I was really surprised too at how low Twitter is on a lot of these, because I personally really still love Twitter. And I think maybe that's, I don't know. I'm like proving to be older than any of these people. I'm not sure if I'm stuck on Facebook and Twitter. But they just really seem, among both age groups, like really into Snapchat and Instagram, like the photo-based platforms, which really is interesting. And YouTube is big, although I don't think people post to YouTube very much. WhatsApp is big for posting, but that's really, I think it's more people who use it as a messaging app than as a social media platform per se, which is why it gets so many posts. But yeah, I think the age differences, you know, the one that really popped out to me was just that the older folks are using LinkedIn a lot.
Yeah.
I think that I kind of had the impression that, you know, young people were really into that in terms of networking and professional development. So that surprised me. But yeah, there's definitely some differences over and under 40.
Yeah, some pretty distinct differences. I think this is fascinating, and I love this survey. And thank you so much for being here with us today, Krista, to talk about this, because these surveys are just fantastic. You just learn so much. They shed a lot of light on situations, so we appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, well, thank you so much. And again, if you want to check out this survey, you can go to workingmother.com and see the results for yourself. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. We'll be right back with more after this. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Born Dodge. We'll be right back.